morning, we need to be with him.
Amen.
So those 144,000, the first fruit overcomers, they are with the Lamb. So this morning I read it, I was touched by the word with him. Very often we say we are with the Lord, but we are not actually with him. To with him, it has to be walk with him, right? And also have this life, to testify that the Lord is not only the one living in us, but also living our environment. So this morning, the with him, in the outline, it means that the meaning of the rapture, of talk about the rapture, we are always hope that we can be the first fruit, like Brother Ricky said. Really, it's for our own sake. We don't want to go through the big, the great tribulation. We want to be a rapture with the Lord before we die. How good it is. But that's really for our satisfaction. The first fruit of the overcomer is for God's satisfaction and enjoyment. And then they will be fight with Christ to against the Antichrist. So to be raptured is to be taken into the Lord's presence. In order to be taken into the Lord's presence, we must be in his presence today. That's we talk about how what kind of life we live today. We must be in his presence. We must be in the presence today, every day. Amen. And we have to walk with him and behold him and also inquire him. So that's our life. So really, I really enjoy this message that we also have the name, those 144,000 have the name of the Lamb and of the Father, his Father on their forehead. They have been identified with the Lord. They are with Christ. We are with the Lamb. Praise the Lord. This is our life. We need to be with him and walk with him.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Since we all can walk with God, it should be our desire. We can walk with God. We walk with God day by day. You know, the message today, we heard many terms. First fruit, the rapture of the harvest, the rapture of the first fruit, and also man child. All this is related to life. So we all want to be raptured with God to depend on how much we walk with God. And especially Brother point out, just like Sam just mentioned, that regarding the rapture, our concept is only for us. It's not for the God's satisfaction. But the rapture is for God's satisfaction. And my consideration is always kind of for self-oriented. If I kind of walk with God, we can avoid the tribulation, number one. Number two, we can enjoy the 1,000 years banquet. Right. So everything's for me, this is for me. But God, you know, the brother point out that that's the first fruit is for farmer's satisfaction. So the first rule is also for the God's satisfaction. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 To walk with God is not to override God,
Amen.
Not to be presumptuous, not to do things according to our own concept and desire, not to do things according to the current of the age, and not to do anything without God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when the Lord was on this earth, he did everything he did was with the Father,
Amen.
And he just wants to reproduce this in us.
Amen.
This means when we come to the Lord, even the Lord gives us a burden to pray for someone, we don't just jump in and pray for them. Lord, what is your burden regarding this person? And we see that we can just take everything to the Lord in
prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. There's a saying in the world which says, I want to see how it goes, that if you cannot think of an elephant, I'll give you $1 million. So the idea is that, okay, you know, once you say that to someone, it's impossible to not think of an elephant. So the thing is that, you know, I remember being in a training years ago here in Queens, and it was about overcoming. And I remember there was a young brother, and maybe there was others, they were saying, I want to be an overcomer. But I thought that was interesting, and I remember it, but I don't think that saying I want to be an overcomer will make you an overcomer. I don't think so, because when the label that gets put on the overcomer's forehead is not overcomer, right. The label is Jesus. The label is the Father. And so the point is that we have to die and that we can't exist anymore. And so we become the elephant, right? You know, we have to not think about us. So once it's all about us, and once we start making the flow chart of what we have to do to become an overcomer, we're already defeated. So the truth is that we have to get out of the way, and we have to just say, Lord, you know, your will, not mine, and walk with him. Amen.
Amen. I was really, I must confess, I had the same feeling about being an overcomer, that, oh, how great would it be to not be in the weeping and gnashing of teeth and to be at the wedding feast. But that was more of a selfish view of me being saved. And I was just really appreciating that the first fruits are a satisfaction to God first. And what we're doing here is also what we will be doing in the New Jerusalem. So if we are those who serve God by enjoying him and drinking and eating of him, we'll be doing the same thing in a more full sense in the New Jerusalem. And a way to reach, to become one of the first fruits, it says to be transformed, is to be changed in our natural life, is to be matured, is to be filled with the divine life that changes us. So maturity is to be full of life. We can't just stop at enjoying life, but we need to be those who are full of life. And I enjoyed the point where, in a practical way, like, we can do this by inquiring of him and beholding him. So it seems simple in our daily life. Are we those who just override our prayers with the Lord? I must confess, that's me. I'm just like, Lord, let's pray about this right now. And I don't really inquire of him, Lord, how do you feel about this? How do you want me to pray for this? May we be those who are just simple and not be filled with so many concepts and so many different, thoughts of what we want, but really be those who follow the Lord, even in our prayers, in our daily life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If God is for us, who can be against us? God is for us, and he wants us to make it. I really appreciate these just very basic words, you know, about not overriding him in our prayers and in our daily life. You know, sometimes a sister calls me and she goes, how you doing today? And I'll be like, oh, I started out good. I was enjoying the Lord in the morning, but I lost the Lord somewhere during the day. You know, I lost him. And that's because I overrode him. You know what I mean? And I started doing my own thing and getting into my own thing. And I was like, oh, Lord, where did I lose you? I don't know how I lost you like that. But praise the Lord, we have the blood. We can always come back. We may fall 7 times in a day, but get up 7 times in a day. Just keep coming back, you know. And I enjoyed this very practical help about the prayer. I don't know if you've been feeling this. I've been feeling this lately, so I feel encouraged that this is the way the Lord wants to bring us on. You know, we all deep in our hearts want to overcome and be raptured. And looking at the world situation, you know it's coming closer and closer. And you talk to other Christians, and they feel it also, you know. But how do we, you know? And I just appreciate this very practical help, even in our prayer. You know, sometimes I pray with some sisters, and we have a list, you know, we just start going with all the things that are bothering us and we want to get through. And I would say, don't stop that, because you have to start somewhere. But eventually, you start feeling like, wait, this is a little too much about me, you know what I mean, too self-centered. And we need to start following the Spirit a little closer, you know what I mean, more with him, like what he's praying. And I know we've had this experience, like, you know, I did yesterday. I was praying with a sister. She called me. We had a burden. And I had a burden for this other sister. But I wanted to bring it up to her. And I wanted to tell her a little bit about the situation. But I didn't know how. And the Lord was kind of leading another way in the prayer. Then suddenly she just brought up that sister's name. you know what I mean? And started praying for her. I was like, wow, that's the spirit, you know? That's how we learn to pray one spirit with one another. So I think these little things, you're praying with the Lord, you know, one spirit with the saints and then the Lord's feeling, you'll eventually be an overcomer because your feelings will be one with him 24/7. You know what I mean? It becomes more and more that you're one with the Lord. And then also in our daily living, we practice not to override him and to lose him. And Lord, just pull me back when you lose, when I'm losing you. You know, eventually all the dots get connected and your enjoyment of being in the presence of the Lord is more and longer and longer and longer until we're really one with him. You know what I mean? And we're rapture material. Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to hear him and work with God. We need to be like Enoch. Moses and Elijah were God's servants. The Lord used them, but we need to focus on the Lord Jesus. Also, the Lord Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Hallelujah.
Saints, you know, from the beginning, we know that God's desire always is to restore the marriage and the family life. You know, and from because the first couple sinned, and through sin came to all. So we know we have a second couple who obey God. Right? And through this couple, many will be constituted righteous. So we need to experience Christ, yes, but we need to follow the Spirit. And what happened is when we say the couples are the bone, backbone of the church life, you know. So we need to really follow the Spirit, you know. The Spirit come to overshadow, you know, to accomplish his purpose. And for this, we need to, you know, to follow. The Spirit is the one who connects heaven with earth. You know, apart from the Spirit, we cannot live a life that will be walking with God, will be well-pleasing to God. So for this, we need to walk, but we need also to experience the cross. You know, we need to experience the cross day by day by denying the self and dying to the self. Amen. To live by God and walk with God. Amen. And have fellowship with God. Amen. Or, you know, to have life because it is a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. You know, men are born to die every day. So we need to experience the resurrection life to really accomplish God's purpose. Amen. You know, day by day, we need to deny, take the cross daily, and follow the Lord daily. Amen. So for this, God is that, you know, because we need to be conformed to his death. For this, we need, we've been baptized, you know, to die day by day. Amen. To accomplish his purpose.
Amen. Amen. I very enjoyed this conference, actually, especially this concluding message mentioned about a focus on the overcomer as the first fruit for the satisfaction of the law. Because the overcomer is really the up-to-date burden of the law or of his present move in the earth. In this age, God wants to produce overcomer so that he can come back to bring down his kingdom. So, and we cannot become overcomer in a few seconds, right? We cannot, even in a few weeks. This requires our whole life to practice. And I need to go, I think we can come back to the four key phrases that the brothers bring up. Jesus only, yes. Hear him. Gain Christ and with him. Amen. And all these key phrases is about our daily living. So I can come back to the parable or the story record that how Jesus healed the blind man, right? He hold his hand and walk with him outside to the village. And this process is what we are today should be. We need to look at Jesus only. Have faith. The blind man have faith. with God so that he can walk with him, follow him, and so that God can heal his blindness. This heal his blindness in the book of Mark, the purpose is to recover the function of our organ so that later on we can see the vision of God's resurrection. The same thing today, we need to blind to the, all the worldly things so that God, when God heal our blindness, we can see Christ only, Jesus only, church only. And then we have only one goal. We want to be mature enough to become the first fruit for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
May the Lord strengthen us and give us such a faith to walk with him day by day. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. It seems that in the recent weeks, the fellowship has mentioned many times that we need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And this is a very positive encouragement. And but then our brother reminded us this morning, when you're finished with your time with the Lord, then do you leave him? And so I was just encouraged, Lord, this week I don't want to leave you when I'm finished with my time with you, but I want to walk with you every day.
Amen.
And I was looking at the verses, you know, to walk with God is not that difficult. Enoch, it just says Enoch walked with God. In Genesis chapter 5, it says it twice. Enoch walked with God. And then the second time it says, and he was not. So to walk with God is not difficult. It's easy. But it's also easy to override him. He does not complain. He does not strong arm you and pull you along. If you want to override him, nothing will happen, right? So I just appreciate, to know our Lord and to love him and then to desire to spend our days walking with him. To walk with God is to have habitual fellowship with God, to be in constant touch with the Lord, and to be under his constant infusion. And such a walk implies that we deny ourselves. But amen, let us develop this habit of being in constant fellowship with our Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's close the meeting here. Remember to register for the training and also to pre-order the calendars. Amen.